present leisure is to be sacrificed to future productivity. I read recently of an ingenious plan put forward by Russian engineers for making the White Sea and the northern coast of Siberia warm by putting a dam across the Kara Sea. An admirable project, but liable to postpone proletarian comfort for a generation, while the nobility of toil is being displayed amid the ice fields and snowstorms of the Arctic Ocean. This sort of thing, if it happens, will be the result of regarding the virtue of hard work as an end in itself, rather than as a means to a state of affairs in which it is no longer needed. The fact is that moving matter about, while a certain amount of it is necessary to existence, is emphatically not one of the ends of human life. If it were, we should have to consider every navy superior to Shakespeare. We have been misled in this matter by two causes. One is the necessity of keeping the poor contented, which has led the rich, for thousands of years, to preach the dignity of labor, while taking care themselves to remain undignified in this respect. The other is the new pleasure in mechanism, which makes us delight in the astonishingly clever changes that we can produce on the earth's surface. Neither of these motives makes any great appeal to the actual worker. If you ask him what he thinks is the best part of his life, he is not likely to say, "I enjoy manual work because it makes me feel that I am fulfilling man's noblest task, and because I like to think how much man can transform his planet. It is true that my body demands periods of rest, which I have to fill in as best I may, but I am never so happy as when the morning comes and I can return to the toil from which my contentment springs." I have never heard working men say this sort of thing. They consider work, as it should be considered, a necessary means to a livelihood, and it is from their leisure hours that they derive whatever happiness they may enjoy. It will be said that, while a little leisure is pleasant, men would not know how to fill their days if they had only 4 hours of work out of the 24. Insofar as this is true in the modern world, it is a condemnation of our civilization. It would not have been true at an earlier period. There was formerly a capacity for lightheartedness in play, which has been to some extent inhibited by the cult of efficiency. The modern man thinks that everything ought to be done for the sake of something else, and never for its own sake. Serious-minded persons, for example, are continually condemning the habit of going to the cinema, and telling us that it leads the young into crime. But all the work that goes into producing a cinema is respectable, because it is work, and because it brings a money profit. The notion that the desirable activities are those that bring a profit has made everything topsy-turvy. The butcher who provides you with meat and the baker who provides you with bread are praiseworthy, because they are making money. But when you enjoy the food they have provided, you are merely frivolous, unless you eat only to get strength for your work. Broadly speaking, it is held that getting money is good and spending money is bad. Seeing that they are two sides of one transaction, this is absurd. One might as well maintain that keys are good, but keyholes are bad. Whatever merit there may be in the production of goods must be entirely derivative from the advantage to be obtained by consuming them. The individual, in our society, works for profit, but the social purpose of his work lies in the consumption of what he produces. It is this divorce between the individual and the social purpose of production that makes it so difficult for men to think clearly in a world in which profit-making is the incentive to industry. We think too much of production and too little of consumption. One result is that we attach too little importance to enjoyment and simple happiness, and that we do not judge production by the pleasure that it gives to the consumer. When I suggest that working hours should be reduced to 4, I am not meaning to imply that all the remaining time should necessarily be spent in pure frivolity. I mean that 4 hours work a day should entitle a man to the necessities and elementary comforts of life, and that the rest of his time should be his to use as he might see fit. It is an essential part of any such social system that education should be carried further than it usually is at present, and should aim, in part, at providing tastes which would enable a man to use leisure intelligently. I am not thinking mainly of the sort of things that would be considered, quote, highbrow. Peasant dances have died out except in remote rural areas, but the impulses which cause them to be cultivated must still exist in human nature. The pleasures of urban populations have become mainly passive, seeing cinemas, watching football matches, listening to the radio, and so on. This results from the fact that their active energies are fully taken up with work. If they had more leisure, they would again enjoy pleasures in which they took an active part. In the past, there was a small leisure class and a larger working class. The leisure class enjoyed advantages for which there was no basis in social justice. This necessarily made it oppressive, limited its sympathies, and caused it to invent theories by which to justify its privileges. These facts greatly diminished its existence, but in spite of this drawback, it contributed nearly the whole of what we call civilization. It cultivated the arts and discovered the sciences. It wrote the books, invented the philosophies, and refined social relations. Even the liberation of the oppressed has usually been inaugurated from above. Without the leisure class, mankind would never have emerged from barbarism. The method of a hereditary leisure class without duties was, however, extraordinarily wasteful. None of the members of the class had been taught to be industrious, and the class as a whole was not exceptionally intelligent. The class might produce one Darwin, but against him had been set tens of thousands of country gentlemen who never thought of anything more intelligent than fox hunting and punishing poachers. At present, the universities are supposed to provide, in a more systematic way, what the leisure class provided accidentally and as a byproduct. This is a great improvement, but it has certain drawbacks. University life is so different from life in the world at large that men who live in an academic milieu tend to be unaware of the preoccupations and problems of ordinary men and women. Moreover, their ways of expressing themselves are usually such as to rob their opinions of the influence that they ought to have upon the general public. Another disadvantage is that in universities, studies are organized, and the man who thinks of some original line of research is likely to be discouraged. Academic institutions, therefore, useful as they are not adequate guardians of the interests of civilization in a world where everyone outside their walls is too busy for ununitilitarian pursuits. In a world where no one is compelled to work more than 4 hours a day, every person possessed of scientific curiosity will be able to indulge it, and every painter will be able to paint without starving, however excellent his pictures may be. Young writers will not be obliged to draw attention to themselves by sensational potboilers, with a view to acquiring the economic independence needed for monumental work, for which, when the time at last comes, they will have lost the taste and the capacity. Men who, in their professional work, have become interested in some phase of economics of government will be able to develop their ideas without the academic detachment that makes the work of university economicists often seem lacking in reality. Medical men will have time to learn about the progress of medicine. Teachers will not be exasperatedly struggling to teach by routine methods things which they learnt in their youth, which may, in the interval, have been proved to be untrue. Above all, there will be happiness and joy of life, instead of frayed nerves, weariness, and dyspepsia. The work exacted will be enough to make leisure delightful, but not enough to produce exhaustion. Since men will not be tired in their spare time, they will not demand only such amusements as are passive and vapid. At least 1% will probably devote the time not spent in professional work to pursuits of some public importance, and, since they will not depend upon the pursuits for their livelihood, their originality will be unhampered, and there will be no need to conform to the standards set by elderly pundits. It is not only in these exceptional cases that the advantages of leisure will appear. Ordinary men and women, having the opportunity of a happy life, will become more kindly and less persecuting and less inclined to view others with suspicion. The taste for war will die out, partly for this reason, and partly because it will involve long and severe work for all. Good nature is, of all moral qualities, the one that the world needs most, and good nature is the result of ease and security, not of a life of arduous struggle. Modern methods of production have given us the possibility of ease and security for all. We have chosen, instead, to have overwork for some and starvation for others. Hitherto, we have continued to be as energetic as we were before there were machines. In this, we have been foolish, but there is no reason to go on being foolish forever.
Thank you. tulle tulle nyugalde chukachar budai chedavr tulle tulle nyugalde ge kitan chi kavr tulle tulle nyugalde ge kitarur latten tengat nikkan ge kitan chi kavr chukachar tulle tulle nyugalde chukachar budai chedavr tulle tulle nyugalde illa noyau kaya daur ge kitanach ngarindu notan ho biuren ke goi tulle tulle nyugalde oh hika tu kaya daur ge kitanach chorum garar heb janyan ho biuren ke tulle tulle nyugalde tulle tulle nyugalde ohi ka tukaya dawar gya kita na charram garan tulle tulle nyugalde kungal kungal nyugalde.
Qu'une femme pour chauffer mon âme. Je ne suis pas de ceux qui étalent. Je ne veux pour tout capital qu'une femme pour sécher mes larmes. Non, 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 je ne veux pas de vos châteaux en Espagne. Et puis tous vos vos beaux discours, vos promesses et tous vos toujours. Moi je n'y crois pas, pardonnez-moi si je n'écoute pas. Je sais maintenant que pour moi il me faut pour mener au débat une femme. Chauffer mon âme, je lui serai très musical pour le meilleur et pour le mal de la femme qui jouera mes gammes. Non, 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 épargnez-moi tous vos soucis et vos tracas. Oh, très peu pour moi et puis tous vos tags. Moi, je suis né pour prendre la vie du bon côté. Oh, tous les problèmes, je les laisse à qui bon les aime. Je ne veux pas d'argent, pas d'amis. Je ne veux pour toute ma vie qu'une femme pour sécher mes larmes. On me traite de fou, c'est égal. Je ne veux pour tout capital qu'une femme pour chauffer mon.
Ja, het is weer zover. Wat een poes serieus, Jean-Marie André. Ook wel
Engels calling. Yeah, so let's get them stuffed up and rip your pop up no matter how old.
Dus we hebben gewoon
now it's been going there. Recharge that phone. Get credit no more loans. Stay connected and break out.
Met extra weinig medewerkers. En vaste gasten.
What's your message?
Door samenloop van als lijn kapot. Dus misschien hebben we een extra mooie, compacte, korte uitzending. Dat zou me best goed uitkomen eigenlijk. Waarin we spreken met deskundigen, Iemand heeft me geprobeerd te spraakoproepen, maar dat lukt niet, want ik zit met Jo in een spraakomroep. Dus daarom ga ik Kimmel hierbij drukken. Dus misschien toch Kimmel in de uitzending. Ondertussen is Jo ook wel aanwezig, maar die is dus de beschikbaarheid van een sprekende gast aan het checken. Het is altijd handig als je mensen hebt op de radio die iets kunnen zeggen. Het hele verhaal gaat over onze vaste correspondent en Griekse hoofdgast Ingeborg Beugel. Die door de Griekse autoriteiten is opgepakt. Waar we vorige week dan niks over mochten zeggen. Want dat zou, want Nederland was daarmee bezig. De politiek ging proberen haar vrij te krijgen. Is ook gelukt. Haar aangenomen zoon was ook opgepakt. Uitgebreid in Griekse kranten en ook in alle internationale kranten hoe Griekenland gedempt. Nee, niet gedempt. Waarom ben je gedempt, Kimball? Kan je jezelf ontdempen? Of ik stuur me anders even een tekstbericht wat er aan de hand is anders. Kimball is er, maar spreekt niet. Maar goed, dus dat. Met dat verhaal wilden we nog eens even opdiepen. Maar daarvoor is het wel handig als dat we ofwel Ingeborg, die in shock is, dan wel Ferai doen, de aangenomen zoon om wie het gaat. Dat we die ook te spreken krijgen. En op het moment klets ik alleen. We zouden ook nog iets gaan doen over die drijvende zooi in Oost. Die we vorige week eigenlijk al helemaal hebben uitgelegd, maar toen was de betrokkenen in de bioscoop. Die met ludieke acties iets... Je weet toch dat verhaal over drijvende tuinen, waar subsidie voor is verleend, waar de hele buurt is geactiveerd. Dat het zo belangrijk is als de activering van burgers. Dat is helemaal gebeurd. En uiteindelijk mag het dan van Waternet niet in het water liggen. En er was aangekondigd burgerlijke ongehoorzaamheid rond dit thema. Ook maar eens even een poging om te kijken of er op Werby wat gebeurt. Is daar dan misschien iemand wel aanwezig die spreekt, zeg maar, die iets kan zeggen waar we naar kunnen luisteren? Nee, ook daar niet. Even kijken, dus heb ik al twee onderwerpen genoemd, dat en dat. Kimball is aan het typen, Bart. Ja. What the fuck is dit voor geluid? Wie belt waar? De meest minimale radioshow die ik in lange tijd heb gemaakt. Wij horen kou, jij ons nirt. Ze horen dan elkaar ook zeker. Het is nog wel prikkelend. Hierdan. Ja, daar zijn de geluiden. Kimball is er toch. En Jo ook, doordat het schuifje open stond. Ja, hallo. Ja? Ja, luid en duidelijk. Oh, wat luid.
Ja, we horen jou, maar jij mij ons niet.
Jongen. Oh, wat goed zeg. Toch niet zo minimaal als ik bang voor was. Nou, lullen maar, mensen.
Uur in de wacht.
Kletsen. Hebben jullie al dingen gezegd die zinnig waren, ook voor de luisteraar?
Ja, zeker.
Nou, ik wel.
Oh, shit. Kan je het echt even herhalen? Dat ook, dat niet alleen Kimball het heeft, hoor.
Ik had net een diepte interview met een verzetstrijder bij het monument voor de gevallenen in Montclair in Zuid-Frankrijk. En hij legde uit dat de vier patroonhulzen, dikke Bertha's, daar staan om regen en as te verzamelen. Ik neem nu afscheid. Ja, dat is de rustiek van het verzet in goede oude tijden in Frankrijk. Ja. Moet je even rustiek. Bij stilstaan.
Ik zal
even strekken nu naar de eerste beste
menhir. Oh, jij gaat nu, terwijl Kimball een beetje kletst, dan stap jij in een auto en rij je naar een menhir toe. Was dat niet?
Ja, Dat zei ik.
Ja, daarom. Ik zeg nog een keer. Als je twee keer zegt, dan snappen mensen het beter.
Ik was maar aan het scheren.
Wat leuk. Ik moet nog.
Jongen. Maar, is dit Samos Calling?
Ja,
Samos Calling. Ja, ik hoorde Samos. Jingle nog niet gehoord.
Calling. Wat? Jingle niet gehoord?
Ik wel. Ik heb hem wel gehoord. Calling.
Oké.
En even kijken. Ik heb uitgebreid een gesprek gehad met de franchise-medewerker van Klaboe. Wat was Klaboe ook alweer? Dat is een stichting wat 3 jaar geleden is opgericht. En in vluchtelingenkampen een soort kruifkoorts realiseert. Mm-hmm. Accommodaties om te sporten voor de vluchtelingen. Mm-hmm. En zij worden daarin bijgestaan door Paris Saint-Germain, een zeer grote, dure voetbalclub uit Parijs.
Ja.
Die ook wat investeert. En ik heb natuurlijk gevraagd hoe dat bij elkaar is gekomen. Nou, Paris Saint-Germain schijnt hun benaderd te hebben. Wie is hun? Een van degenen die Klaboe heeft opgericht is Jan van Heuvel. Uh-huh. Dat is een DJ in Amsterdam al 15 jaar lang. En is nu in Bangladesh, in Afrika, in Kenia en op Lesbos bezig om daar dat te realiseren. Dus daar loopt iedereen in die Klaboe-shirtjes en sokken. Schoenen hebben ze niet, helaas. Want schoenen zijn alleen custom-made Nike Airs. Alleen voor de branding. Okay. Nou is het zo dat Paul in de shop op de Haarlemmerdijk eigenlijk zoveel mogelijk wil verkopen. En de helft van de opbrengst gaat naar deze projecten. Jan, die is de boel een beetje aan het regelen. En die heeft natuurlijk de deur al een beetje dichtgegooid voor Samos. Want Thompson op Samos heeft al contact met hem gehad. Maar die heeft dat niet goed uitgelegd. En nu ga ik het nog een keer uitleggen aan Jan. En dan krijgen we wel 2 shirtjes los. Personalized.
Goed.
En die ga je dan schilderen met Samos Koning in het groen, toch?
Nou, de vraag is, kijk, ze hebben een logootje erop, een Keniaans logootje, maar ze hebben 2 verschillende soorten weer, shirtjes. Nou, dus die ene kunnen we, of AJ erop zetten en Thompson,
AY.
Of een nummer, AY, sorry, en, of Thompson. Erachter of een nummer erachter op zetten. Maar we kunnen er ook Samos Calling op achter laten zetten. Dus dat moeten we nog even bespreken. Dus die 2 shirtjes, dat komt waarschijnlijk wel goed. Schoenen helaas niet. Die hebben ze niet in de collectie. Wel sokken.
Ja.
Nou, dat is de stand van zaken. Ik heb Jan proberen te pakken te krijgen. Maar die is moeilijk te pakken te krijgen. Misschien zit hij nu in Bangladesh, dat weet ik niet. Of op Lesbos. En die of in Kenia, zou ik nog kunnen.
Mm-hmm.
Het is een beetje hippe uitstraling. En het is ook een beetje harde business aan de ene kant. Aan de andere kant moeten we natuurlijk wel ergens uitkomen.
Ja.
Want we kunnen, als we willen, op Samos ook een enorm sportaccommodatie creëren. En daar kunnen AY en Thompson de ambassadeurs van worden. Ja. Ik heb het ze allemaal uitgelegd. Prachtig. Nu moeten ze het nog even begrijpen. En het kwartje moet vallen.
Samos Calling.
Kimbo.
Hallo?
Hallo, Kimbo.
Ja?
Ik heb schildje laten zien waarop je kan zien hoe goed ze kunnen voetballen.
Hallo? Ja, hij kan met zijn voeten een bal in een basketbalnetje. Die zijn 3,05 meter. Hangt een basketbalring. En daar kan hij gewoon met zijn voeten in schieten. Achterwaarts zelfs. Ja, voorwaarts. Toen dacht ik,
heeft Jan dat al gezien?
Ik neem aan dat Thompson, die heeft hem een, ik weet niet of een WhatsApp of een e-mail gestuurd, dat weet ik niet precies. Ik weet niet of hij daar het filmpje bij gevoegd heeft.
Ik denk
heb
het
Jan
niet.
Ik heb Jan het al wel doorgeseind nu. Ik zal even kijken of hij al gereageerd heeft. Want er moeten natuurlijk wel even spijkers met koppen geslagen worden.
Ja,
ja, kijk, ze zijn nogal druk bezig met die drie accommodaties. Dus in Kenia, Bangladesh en op Lesbos zijn ze actief. Het antwoord van Jan aan Thompson was: helaas zijn we niet actief op Samos. Veel plezier en succes gewenst. Nou, daar moeten we dus nog even een voetje tussen de deur houden.
Ja.
En al dus de franchise-nemer Paul aan de Haarlemmerdijk was twee shirtjes sponsoren niet zo'n probleem. Maar misschien spreken we voor onze beurt.
Wat een triomf. Maar even iets anders. Jo, weten we nu al of we toch ver doen dan wel Ingeborg te spreken krijgen vanavond of niet? Jo is inmiddels achter een man hier verdwenen. Opnieuw
jo,
verbinden.
Ik zal even kijken. Ik heb je
staat in de brand.
Met mede dat even of er antwoord is. Moment. Mm-hmm.
Ik kreeg namelijk antwoord van nee.
Maar er is ook een Afghaanse jongen die bij haar woont, Feridun.
Ja, die gingen we bellen.
Die zou beschikbaar zijn.
Die hadden we voor, maar ik kreeg van Ingeborg te horen dat hij ook niks
heeft. Die heeft even gebeld met Ewa en Thompson.
Ja, zullen we eerst even gaan
bellen? Ewa en Thompson moeten ook weten. Dat Kimberly
ja, die moeten
in het Nederlands
verteld.
Dat kan
ja. In het Engels
dat
worden
we even doorgeven.
Precies, ja. Precies. Ja,
dus klaarboe betekent het dus wolf. Club gewoon in het Swahili.
In het Swahili, ja. Zeker.
Ja. Ik stel voor, Bart, dat jij probeert Thompson en Ewai even te bellen en dat Kimberly dan nog
gaat nu over. Ewai is er al.
Ja.
Samenvatten.
Tenminste, of niet? Hij zegt bellen.
10 minuten en dan ben ik zo weer terug. Oké.
Okay.
Ja.
Oh. Dan gaat hij ook nog weg. Patapoes, hier is Jumentje Dre, alias Samos Calling. Ewai, are you already there? Yeah.
Aha. Hello. There he is. Can you hear us loud and clear?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent.
Right.
Listen, we had contact with the Klabu shop, who's organizing sports facilities in camps on Lesbos, in Kenya and in Bangladesh. And of course, we proposed you to be ambassador as well on Samos. We still trying to organize your shirts, your green shirts, and probably it will be no problem to get it and to get it personalized as well. Unfortunately, they don't have shoes in the collection. They were just custom made for the branding. So you can have shirts and maybe some socks that fits to it. The question would be, could you be ambassadors on a court, a Klabu sports facility court on Samos? Is that possible?
Yes. Of course, it is possible. That will not be a problem. It will be great, you know. So
exactly.
I don't think there will be a problem. Yeah. You know.
Exactly.
So,
yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll propose this also to have a cooperation with all of them. And I understand that Thompson did contact this Klabu team already, but got a no answer because they are not active on the island of Samos. So I try to explain again to them that it would be a beautiful opportunity to still do it. So the owner, his name is Jan. I'm trying to contact him and explain it more detailed, more specifically, in order to get these things going. That you can form a team and have a sports facility also on Samos. But of course, we cannot promise anything because we don't know how their business is organized.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But we'll keep our fingers crossed and we keep in contact and hopefully next week we know more about this situation.
Okay, that would be great. Perfect.
And how was your week? What did you do last week?
We are just in the camp. We are just doing some physical exercise, like going downtown, going to the beach, like doing some running, you know, press up, sit up, like this. Because the camp presently, as we are saying the last time, the camp is a little bit empty because a lot of people have been taken to the mainland. You know,
already, already.
So the camp is not like before. You know, some of us, we are here, we are just waiting, they just hold on waiting. And so because the camp is so boring, so me and Thompson, we used to go to the beach and do some physical exercise, you know, and run a lot. And after we come back to the camp, you know, yeah, just like that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. And you and Thompson are also being transported to the mainland soon?
Hopefully, but we don't know yet, because me and Thompson, we did not do anything like our big interview yet, nothing like that, you know. They just put on waiting, like holding, they just holding us back, they just put on waiting. So we are waiting for them, because me and Thompson, like, they make false, they give us false information, like false name, false age, and everything. So we are on this process. So they told us, like, they are going to contact us to change this default identity they give us. So we are still waiting for them, you know. So we don't know if they will transfer sooner to the mainland. We don't know yet, but we are still waiting. But hopefully, we are looking forward to them.
And if you're going to the mainland, do you know where you will be located? Will it be Neyakavala as well?
Presently, I don't know yet. Because most of the people they have been taking right now to the mainland, most of them, they don't take them to Antennes. They take them to Cavaliers and other camps. Because I think Antennes is a full now, a lot of refugees are there and all that. So most of the people they took recently, they took them to Cavaliers and these other camps. But I don't know actually if they are going to take us there. I don't know.
Okay. On the little movies, we saw you doing some tricks with a football, which was looking pretty slick, pretty cool. We saw you also, or it was Thompson, I don't know, on a court which was already there, a sports court where you can play basketball.
Right. That is me.
Is that also in the camp or outside?
No. That is not in the camp. It is outside of the camp. You know, we used to go downtown. Like, sometimes they are very strict with us, you know. So, but we have friends there. Like, sometimes when we want to go and do some exercises there, we have to contact this friend. He's the one who is going to make way for us to go inside, because it is not easy. They will not allow us to go inside. Because in the camp, there's no facilities. So, we have to go downtown. Downtown, for us to go inside of this place, it will be very strict. So we have a friend who saw me on the beach, and he said, like, I have a talent. I was doing some tricks and all of this. So I told him I'm a football player, and, you know, he told me, like, he invited me to a football match in that basketball court the last time. So we went, and I proved myself from there. He told me, like, you know, I'm a good player, and, you know, as anytime I wanted to come and do some training, I'm welcome like this. So from that time, anytime I wanted to go there now, I will go there and do some, you know, some exercise like this.
Okay, cool. We have a possibility to build up a team, how many people would join you as a sports team?
Oh, you mean something like a football club, right?
Yeah.
Oh, there is a lot of potential players, a lot of talent in this camp right now. Like, if we want to make a football club, it will be very, very nice, because a lot of people here are looking forward to play football. Not only me, we have a lot of players in the camp as well who are looking forward. So if we want to make something like a football club, because in a football club, it should be like above 24 players, Yeah. Even above that. But we are more than that in the camp. You know, okay. We are more than that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. But now, the for instance, if it's possible to start this thing up, it's not sure how long you stay on Samos. So is it a wise opportunity to do it on Samos? Because if you move to the mainland, then the facility will be on Samos.
Right. Well, because if we'll have known something like long time ago, if I would have even known about this idea, you know, mm-hmm. I would have spoken to some of these football players, like who wanted to play football, who, you know, who have passion for the game, you know.
Yeah.
But I cannot assure you right now, because some of them, they have taken them to the mainland, you know.
Yeah.
And some of them, they are in Thessaloniki, Athens. So they are mixed. I don't know exactly, yeah. But some of them I knew they are in Thessaloniki, they're in Athens.
Yeah.
But there are still some football players in the camp right now. They are still here right now. So I can meet some of these people, and I spoke to them, like, we want to create a football club. And, you know, I explained to them, like, something like what and what we need to do and all of this. They will be very, very happy and grateful for this opportunity.
Of course. Yeah. I think also it's a very good idea. But on the other, how long will the camp exist on Samos still? Will it be for years or months? We don't know exactly. Yeah.
Well, there is an information going around. We don't know if it is confirmed, because today they start sending text to each and everyone in the camp, like in 1 month time, Asylum is going to be closed. For 1 month, like, they are going to start taking people to the new camp. That is the text message they send out to some of us. I even have that text message. If you want, I can send it to you. You know, and this text message is from UNHCR. They are sending text to all of the people in the camp. So I don't know if the camp is going to exist for like a year, but I don't think it's going to be like a year. It's impossible right now in this situation right now.
We will still discuss it with all the parties involved, and hopefully we can make something happen, something work. Yeah, that will be nice. Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Sure.
That will be great. You know.
We couldn't reach Thompson. Thompson didn't pick up the phone, so I don't know what's with him.
Okay.
So I tried.
Doesn't matter. He's also living in the same camp, no? Thompson.
Yes, we are living in the same camp, but not in the same accommodation. He's sleeping in a different place.
And that's like a few hundred meters further on or something. Kilometer.
Yes.
I don't know how big it is.
You know. You know, we are living in tents, so like, if I want to go to him now, I would have to walk like few distance to go and meet him. But it's not that far.
And this tent, they have a number, so you can get a mail, for instance, physical mail, a package or something.
No, we don't have a number, but there is something like a PO box here in Samos, which is their code. Their code here. If you want to receive something, the code in Samos.
We have the address, I think. Mr. Joe, is Mr. Joe there?
Yeah, I'm here, right here. Hello.
Hello.
Do you have some updates?
I'm here. Updates. Now, what is important to know is that we also think about shoes, kicks with spikes.
Yeah.
And Erika is actually working on that, she said. And I'm not sure how, because she's also very busy with Ingeborg. You know, that's a journalist that was arrested for no reason, for offering hospitality, actually. But my son says that you can buy football shoes for 18 euro at Decathlon.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if those are the right shoes. I didn't have time to check myself.
With spikes.
But I think... Yeah, well, I leave that for the moment to Erika, because I'm not an expert in football shoes. But Erika can also contact me or Thompson or AY. No, that will be all right. It's a process, you know. It's actually a process of coming closer, getting closer to normal life.
Yeah.
So that's the situation. But what I hear from from AY right now is that actually two shirts is maybe not enough.
Nee, exactly. That's the point. And so either this Klabu team must come up with an opportunity to create a facility, accommodations, or we have to do some crowdfunding system in order to buy it from them, and half of the money is going to this project. So it's a difficult business system, which I try to find out how it works, and I don't know the margins because the owner has to decide this shit. So I don't know yet.
Yeah, but listen, this is sports, you know, and sports, as we all know, especially football, is like war. So I think we can offer a peace treaty to Klabu Org, and if they don't accept the peace treaty, we make competition, and we make our own team, and we fight them in the sport. It's Samos against Lesbos. We can do that, can we?
Yeah, and maybe we must contact Paris Saint-Germain as well, because they took the initiative to get in contact with Klabu, which is interesting, actually, not the other way around.
I think we should contact Lyon. I think we should contact Olympique Lyon, because they are the enemy of Paris Saint-Germain, and in Lyon we have Memphis Depay, who can do a good word for us against the Sharks. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking strategy here.
His brother is in jail, actually. Yeah, okay. Well,
anyway, but what do you think, AY?
Memphis.
Do you want to join this Klabu Org, or do you want to make your own team and join the competition, the International Diaspora Competition?
Of course, it will be great, you know, like joining them, making creating our own teams to take part and prove ourselves as we are the best, you know. But I think it will be great if there's any opportunity for us to join them, or we create our own club who can take part in this competition and prove ourselves, you know, like like we have talent, and you know, like this, to showcase our skills. That will be very, very great also. So it is the two options, no one is bad, you know.
Okay, we have two options, and we will investigate them both.
Yeah. I already did, and I know that Klabu has the perspective to create all these sports accommodations and teams all around the world, and have a big World Cup competition between them. So it's already a concept they also have.
Yeah, I think actually there is also a competition of non-existing states or something.
Yeah, precisely.
We must do some research. There was a competition once where Bhutan was fighting Kosovo or something. I don't know. You have a lot of non-recognized states like Palestine and North Cameroon
and their own
Wales and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, precisely. And they did it with sports as well?
Football.
Yes, but there's also countries that you don't want to support, but it doesn't matter. But unofficial countries, like Padano. What was this name? This nation in north of Italy. They also have a football.
It's cheese.
Padua.
This one that...
You know
this one, this ultra-right state of north Italy. You heard about it.
Oh, yeah. Talking about Italy,
actually about South Italy, it's Lampedusa. There's a guy, his name is Vincenzo. He has a boat, and he's sailing on the Mediterranean with the boat to catch fish. And he does that every day. And last week he caught not fish, but he found a boat with 24 refugees who were about to drown because they were hungry and thirsty and had no power anymore. So he decided to take them in his fishing boat and bring them on land in Lampedusa. and then somehow called the police, and the police give him a fine of $1,000 for trafficking human human stuff. And now there's an international campaign to I don't know. There are many campaigns going, you know.
Pay the fine for him.
Vincenzo Partinico. Yeah.
Well, this shows that Europe is not only Greece, it's also Italy, and it's also the Netherlands, you know. So we have to fight on all fronts. We have to fight on all fronts. And actually, since Ingeborg is not available, she's devastated and terrorized. What I can say, because I'm following on an hourly basis what is happening, and I think actually the message that Ingeborg wants to bring across, and I agree with that, is that it's not only the camps that are horrible, because there are also many refugees in prison. And Ferajdun was a couple of days in that prison, and he saw how horrible it was. And actually, I think what we are thinking of is how we can fight these prisons. And there's now one idea, and I think Patepu can join that idea, is that we all go to Greece as journalists or activists or whatever, radio makers, and we all make so much noise that they have to arrest us, that we are all be in that prison, and that we can always, from inside the prison, from inside the system, you know, we bring micro cameras in our secret holes, our cavities. I have many cavities in my mouth, for instance, so we can film what's going on, you know. It's a Plato 2.0.
But Ferajdun, he wrote something down what's going on. If they keep us for 1 year, we don't get any water. There are blood-flowing insects on the pillows. Oh, no, they didn't even get pillows. Yeah, it's terrible. Yeah, it's medieval shit. Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's any better in the camps, because A.Y. and Thompson already explained us many times that they treat animals better.
Now, yeah, but you know, the risk of Thompson and AY is that they, when they close the camp, they can be moved to a prison like that, you know. You don't want that. So we have to destroy the prison before the prisoners go inside. I think we can test some Turkish drones.
But AY, when do you think you will be transported to the mainland?
That's a problem. We don't know.
Good evening, everyone.
Thompson is there.
Hey, Thompson.
Yeah. Okay. You don't know yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Thompson. How are you doing,
yes,
man?
Sir?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm okay. I'm just preparing something to eat.
Aha. What you gonna eat?
Yeah, so
fish or chicken?
No, I was just frying spaghetti with bread.
Spaghetti with bread, okay.
Yeah.
Did you hear our latest information yet?
Yeah, someone just maybe give me details, but I'm not like myself. Let me get the information.
Okay. We had contact with the shop of Klabu, and we're trying to get your shirts. Somehow, they didn't have shoes, unfortunately. They do have socks. And it would be a good idea to make a sports accommodation on Samos. So we try to organize through this Klabu team opportunity. But we don't know if the boss, his name is Jan, will be willing to set it up. Of course, I explained a lot to them already, that you can be an ambassador and create a team sports wise and see where we how we can develop that. But and do you know how long you will stay on Samos?
Yeah, probably now, I don't know, because this people have system. They just do what they like. You can't really, like, dictate them. You can just get up today and say this, tomorrow they say that.
You can get a notification tomorrow, for instance, for example, that they say, okay, next week you're going to be moved to the mainland.
I don't know. There's just we should wait this week. This week we'll wait. We'll see what will happen. Maybe then we can at least know the next.
And then if you will be moved to the mainland, could there be any sports facilities and accommodation, or you don't know?
No, in the camp they don't give any sport facilities. No.
We have really have to think hard of how to organize this situation. Because I think this Klabu organization don't want to have a too temporarily situation. They try to have things for a few years, probably. I don't know. I have to speak with them. I don't know the details yet. We'll see.
You speak there with the club in Samos or with the asylum service?
Yeah.
Do you speak with the club in Samos?
No. The club? Which club?
The one you are talking about, the club. I mentioned something about club.
Yeah. No. Yeah, this organization is called Klabu. 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 And they are active. Klabu is a name of their brand. It means club in Swahili. And they are active on Lesbos. They are active in Kenya and on Bangladesh. Yeah.
Okay.
And now I give them the proposition to them to start also in Samos, and you and AY as an ambassador. Yeah. So we first going to organize some shirts for you and hopefully some shoes, and then hopefully we can develop the sports accommodation on Samos in Camp Fatih. But that's what I proposed to this organization, and now I have to wait for the boss, the director, the CEO of this team, which is called Jan, to explain it more specifically in detail how we can make this happen.
Okay, so that's then it. Then it'll be a good idea.
Exactly. Yeah. But I don't know on what kind of terms and how long it will take. They said that they are busy now on Lesbos, in Kenya and Bangladesh to set it up more professionally. So
is their mission? It's like to train players or to select players.
Sell what?
What is their mission, like to train players or to select players?
No, they just want to have an opportunity to play the sports in the camps, and maybe if they have more camps all over the world, make a competition between the teams. And beside that, they have, a business branding situation with all kinds of shops all over the world where they sell the shirts and the socks mainly. That's how it works right now. But it's still developing. So that's why we step in this development and see if we can also make an opportunity possibility for you. But we don't know if they're willing to, if they're able to, if they're on what terms. We still have to discuss it. I tried to contact this guy, but he didn't answer yet. I spoke to a franchise employee in the shop who explained me this situation also. Right, and that's the situation now.
Okay.
So we don't have any.
I was thinking like it was time of a club that maybe they move around in the camp to see if they can find young players who have that. Think that is still a good idea, like organizing a competition. So that one can seem like somebody can spot someone in the field.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still a good idea.
Yeah, and I think the possibility must be very easy because they also have this cooperation with this big football club in France, Paris Saint-Germain. You know? And they also work with UNHCR, which is also with a logo on their shirts. So they're busy with a big media and big development of their brand, and hopefully they're not too business minded. Hopefully they also can make a move to you guys in Samos. That's what we proposed also. We have to see if it's possible. Hopefully next week we know more about the details.
Precies. Okay, is they going to give you more about the details in the camp, how things are going?
What?
Whatever is taking place in the camp, we'll make sure that we give details to you because we need to know how you are preparing things and how also we are doing well. So if there is any change, we know.
Exactly. And because you did contact this team, did you write an email or was it a WhatsApp message?
Yes, I write an email. They replied me. They said they are sorry. They are very sorry. They can't help me because they are not part in Samos. They are in Lesbos.
Yeah. This person didn't give his name to you, huh?
No.
It only says Team Klabo or something.
That's the email that I
took. Yeah, because I asked this franchise guy, and he thought you had contact with the owner of the business. His name is Jan van Heuvel, and probably it was this guy. And I tried to reach this guy, but I didn't find his phone number yet. So I'll try to have that as soon as possible.
But I believe all to this guy that giving you this information can